As of today, the 11th of April, most of us have been practicing the movement control order for nearly a month. Honestly, we have to agree that some of us really need a visit to the barber, but in these trying times, that should be the last thing on our minds. The most important thing now is to limit our movements. Exposing ourselves by going to the barber is not something that we want to do. The risk of the COVID-19 infection is high at the barbershop. From the close proximity between the barber and the customer to the poorly ventilated shop, all these can potentially cause a new cluster to form, namely, the barber cluster. We even reported about a barber in the USA who passed away after contracting the virus while cutting hair. But if you really need to cut your hair and you don't have the means to do it yourself at home, here are a few things that you and the barber need to do to reduce the risk of the COVID-19 infection as highlighted by Public Health Malaysia. For barbers, make sure that you don't carry any symptoms and are really healthy. Masks and gloves are compulsory. Wash your hands before and after every customer. The barbershop should also always be cleaned and sanitized. Improve the ventilation of barbershop. Control the flow of customer going in and out as well as the distance between the customers. Freshly cut hair on the floor should be cleaned immediately. Impose a no smoking, no vaping restriction. For potential customers, you have to be screened before you can come into the premise. Every customer is advised to wear a mask, especially if you are sick. You also need to sanitize your hands before and after the session. Be mindful about your distance from each other. Don't smoke or vape in the barbershop. Well, that's some of the key steps in order to reduce the risk. However, there is still a risk for you to get infected. So we believe that now is the time to embrace the long, wavy Jason Momoa-esque hairstyle. Who knows, you might like it and you will potentially be safe from the virus. Also read, popular American barber dies from COVID-19 after accepting customers during the pandemic. You have reached the end of this story.